Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Queen Olivia Vanderleest has deep roots when it comes to the annual festival. Her grandfather, Logan, was a page at the events back in the 1940s. Logan and Olivia join us on today's program to talk about their family's legacy and connection to the Tulip Festival. Olivia, your granddaughter, was named the Tulip Queen this year. What was your reaction when you first heard about that, and how excited were you for her?
Very excited. Jumped up for joy in my seat. And so did my daughter. So it was a wonderful evening.
What are some of the things you've told Olivia about Tulip Time, either since you found out she was going to be queen or throughout her life, that maybe prepares her for this year?
Well, we've had Tulip Time experiences for several years, and I'm sure she's been around for most of those events that have taken place. And it's a colorful time of the year, exciting time, and that's the reason it draws a lot of people.
It does.
Because it's been going on since 1935.
I understand you've had interaction with numerous tulip queens throughout the years, and that you've kind of helped start your family tradition of being a part of this festival.
As a school kid, we participated in the parades. Of course, then when I got older, then of course I had an old car. I belonged to the Dutch Masters Antique Car Club, and we were all involved in the parade.
And then I understand you've had involvement with the Tulip Court before when you were younger, the Tulip Queen back in the 40s, 1942, was it?
1942. I was a page boy to our Tulip Queen. That was the last year of Tulip Time until after the war. Because after, in 1943 and 44, there was no Tulip Time because of World War II. Over the years, it's been a very exciting time.
And I understand you remember who the Queen was in 1942. What are some of your memories of that year, that last year before the war, and some of the things you were able to do with that Queen?
Her name was Jean Van Gorkum. And the other page boy was my age. We were about, I think we were 14 years old. And how I got to be page boy, I'm not sure. I was maybe selected by a teacher in school. So we were about either eighth grade or freshman, and we had our full page costume on with a hat with a plume and the whole works. And it was an exciting time. And then we, at that time, the Tulip Tower was on the west side of the square across from the old public library, and that was made of plywood at that time. And after that was over, subsequently it was torn down, and then a new one, which we have now, was built at that time, a permanent structure.
Since the 1940s, Tulip Time has changed quite a bit, but what are some of your favorite either memories or events as you've watched this event grow here in the city since you got involved as a child?
There's been involvement of a lot of people, mainly, and what made it so successful is the volunteers that came forth and contributed to Tulip Time to make it what it is today. Because if it wasn't for the volunteers, it wouldn't be good. So it takes, I would say, community involvement to quite an extent. Over the years, it has grown from what it was when it started out with a community of only about 3,500 people. And today, what are we at? 10,000 plus. So it's grown considerably over the years.
And what does it mean for you then to see Olivia and people her age continue to be involved in Tulip Time?
Well, it's wonderful to think about that we remember her and previous generations down through the years. So it's a wonderful thought. Yeah, as far as my family is concerned, I have two daughters that served on the court at one time, some years ago, the Tulip Time Court. So it's kind of been in the family. I guess maybe I started it off as a page boy, and subsequently Yeah, my two daughters have been in that. So they're even excited now, especially since we've got a granddaughter that is on the royal court. So been a very good and exciting experience.
Olivia, what's it like knowing and having a big part of the history of Tulip Time going into this year and knowing that you have a lot of background with your family?
Well, it makes it that much more of an honor for me because, well, last night I was looking at some slides with my dad of past Tulip Times and how my grandparents have been involved and how my aunts and uncles have all been involved over the years. And it's just so amazing that I get to fulfill some of these duties that my past generations in my family have gotten to do. And I just feel that much more connected to my community, knowing that the Vanderleest family has had a rich part of Tulip Time and just of activities in the community for so many years. It just makes it that much more special to me that I get to be a part of that and be another stepping stone in the legacy of our family's involvement.
How important is it to have stories like this to be able to share that with people who want to come to Pella and learn more about that?
Well, it just shows how Tulip Time has been such a big part of our community for so many years. The fact that my family's involvement has been an important enough part of their life to pass down to me just shows really how it touches our community and how important getting back to the roots of what Tulip Time was about is. It's still alive. And just looking back at memories of my family's involvement makes it that much more special for me to have this part.
And are there special or fun stories that you remember being told as a kid growing up, whether it was him or your aunts or your dad, that really get you excited about Tulip Time each year, certain stories that kind of stick with you?
Like I said, two of my aunts were on the court, and they just talked about all of the excitement during Tulip Time and all of the special things you get to do, like the coronation and the different programs, and just talking to people from all over. And then when I was younger, my parents and my grandparents would always do the street scrubbing. And so it's just fun to know that they've gotten to be so involved in the parades and just all the activities.
Once again, that was Tulip Queen Olivia Vanderleest and her grandfather, Logan. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Westy Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.